27 plus.
On a warm Saturday afternoon at their home in Pueblo, Colorado, Fletcher and Olympia Holiday are preparing to rip out a 1x10-foot section of wall adjacent to their front door.
So we have identified where they are, so we're adjusting the blade.
By their side is Colorado Springs beekeeper Lazarus Fields. All three of them are outfitted in mesh head nets, gloves, and full body protective clothing. Behind the wall, there's a colony of honeybees, numbering in the thousands.
This whole entire 2-foot section in between the corner and the support, it's just filled with honeycomb. So I'm guessing that they're gonna slice along that stud and then yank everything out of the corner, but it's gonna be a complete demolition of this wall of our house.
When the Holidays moved into their home in November, they noticed the bees right away.
I searched for honeybee removal on Google, and I emailed maybe 8 or 10 different people. And actually, Lazarus was the first person to respond.
Although Lazarus Fields is here to remove the bees, he is no exterminator. In fact, he is here to save them.
I am Lazarus Fields. I am an educator for D11, first job. And my second job is taking care of bees.
Lazarus Fields is a mentor at the Pikes Peak Beekeepers Association. He looks after multiple hives in the Pikes Peak region and produces and sells honey for his company, Fields of Natural Honey. He also performs what are called cutouts, or feral hive removals. This is what brings him to the home of Olympia and Fletcher Holiday this afternoon.
A cutout is where you remove feral bees from usually structures that, you know, they chose not such a great place to start their home.
When Lazarus removes honeybees from a structure, he puts them to good use. He relocates them and incorporates them either into his own hives or the hives of a fellow beekeeper, where they can be used for honey production.
Oh, I guess we could stop around here just to make sure, see how far down they actually are.
The colony of bees living inside the wall of the Holiday's home is an example of a feral hive. These types of hives form on their own without the assistance of a beekeeper, sometimes in unwanted places. Mike Halby, secretary of the Pikes Peak Beekeepers Association, explains.
A feral hive is a group of bees that has occupied a space, be it in a hollow of a tree or someplace in a building, something like that, that does not have a beekeeper that looks after it.
According to Mike Breed, professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of Colorado Boulder, most honeybees rely heavily on beekeepers to maintain their population.
So many honeybees have been kept in our landscapes in the Americas. They've actually replaced a lot of the native pollinators. So at this point, I'd say beekeeping is essential to maintaining pollinator populations.
In other words, most honeybees in the U.S. are like domesticated animals. They need people to look after them. But feral bee colonies have found a way to survive on their own. After cutting out the wall, Lazarus uses a special bee vacuum designed for sucking up bees.
I've never seen anybody vacuuming thousands of bees out of anyone's wall. I can't believe it doesn't kill them.
Although feral honeybees can be troublesome for homeowners, some beekeepers like Mike Halby covet these hives.
Long-standing feral colonies, or wild bees, are said to be survivor bees. They don't have a beekeeper that looks after them, and they have survived on their own through a development of resistance, and we really try to capture those genetics if we can.
Right, so taking advantage of their resiliency, basically.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Beekeepers have long used insecticides and antibiotics to fight off diseases and mites, but the fact that feral hives have survived without chemical treatment is intriguing to beekeepers like Lazarus Fields.
So it's very beneficial for us as a Fields of Natural Honey to go get these bees because they're controlling things on their own. And that's what we are trying to propagate. We're trying to propagate bees who don't need chemicals.
Despite the hassle, Olympia and Fletcher Holiday feel lucky that their new home came with the unexpected surprise of a thriving bee colony. They plan to move the bees in their wall to more practical bee boxes behind their home.
Yes, we're going to just move them, about 100 yards into the backyard and just keep learning and having them be our neighbors and pollinate our food and plants and get a little bit of honey.
With growing concerns about colony collapse, the Pikes Peak Beekeepers Association urges homeowners to turn to relocation rather than extermination. Projects like the Holidays are in line with the philosophy of the organization. Here's Mike Halby again.
Our beekeepers get bees at minimal cost. We save the bees, and we try to educate the public that they're not something to be feared.
Are we ready for another?
Yep, ready.
Ready.
Lazarus Fields carefully cuts sections of the comb out of the wall with a tool that looks like a serrated cake knife. He hands the pieces, still dripping with bees, to the Holidays, who place them in frames that will go in a bee box.
So we're just taking a nice big honeycomb chunk.
Look at the magnificence. Oh my gosh, that's gorgeous.
Once the hive is safely transported to the backyard, the Holidays will likely have a healthy population of pollinators and chemical-free honey for years to come. For KRCC, I'm Amy Ron.